I'm visiting with Kurt Blades with AEM. And first of all, Kurt, tell me a little bit about the job that you do.
Well, at AEM, at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, I serve as Senior Vice President for Agriculture, Forestry, as well as our technical and safety and regulatory efforts. AEM is the Equipment Association of Equipment Manufacturers, representing ag, construction, forestry, mining, utility, or basically off-road equipment, in North America, so U.S. and Canada.
Well, I want to thank you for your support of the National Agri-Marketing Association as a sustaining partner. So let's talk a little bit about AEM and the kinds of products or services that you supply to your members.
You bet. Well, you say AEM, we've been around for 125 years. What's kind of interesting, if you look back 125 years ago, our primary issues were making sure that we had a good workforce in place to build equipment, to make sure that we had good roads out there in rural areas, to make sure that we get equipment from point A to point B, and to make sure that we had a government or a regulatory environment that gave us the freedom to operate in a reasonable way. So you fast forward 125 years later, our number one issues are still workforce, regulatory oversight, and infrastructure. So we've either been wildly successful at maintaining our own business, but the issues are still very much the same. We're fighting, on the hill every day for good business for the industries that we operate in. But then we're also doing a whole host of services and functions for our members to help them, basically advance their business and ultimately sell more equipment.
In what ways has your organization helped members during the current ag market situation, as well as, of course, this virus challenge that we have?
Well, that's a good question, Chuck. During the last, 6 months, we've been kind of at the front lines. And in fact, early on, there's a lot of folks who are working hand in glove to make sure that the ag industry was considered to be a critical industry. And we were right there along with everyone else working with USDA as well as Department of Commerce and others to make sure that not just ag production but also ag equipment was considered an essential industry. And so that allowed us to keep factories open, keep the supply chains open, to make sure that we could have parts and services available to farmers as they were entering into that critical planting season. So that was number one. Number two on the lobbying front is that we're pretty active in helping to establish those paycheck protection loans for a lot of our members that were finding themselves needing to shut down or to look at some other sort of options as they were trying to navigate those waters. And so pretty active in all of the things that support small businesses as well as support business in general. We've been doing a whole lot of that. But then the one real value, sort of the intangible piece that comes out of any association, is like-minded individuals being able to sort of roll up their sleeves and solve a problem together. So we've gotten our members together, our board members, executives from various companies, and put them all on a series of virtual calls where basically have a safe space to share what's going on, share what they've learned. And we found early on, the big push in late March was, what can we do to get N95 masks from our manufacturing facilities into hospitals? And so it was a big push by AEM to get all of our members to deliver at masks to hospitals. And they did that in a very big way. But quickly after that, it was like having those conversations with, folks that are fighting tooth and nail in the marketplace, talking to one another to figure out, what did you do at your company to get your plants up and running again and protect your employees, and what can we learn from that experience and to apply to a different company? So there's been a ton of cross-communication among our members, and AEM's been kind of at the center of facilitating all of that to make sure that happens. And I think it's been proven to be pretty successful in keeping those markets open and keeping the machinery in the farmers' hands where they need it.
Well, it sounds like even there as on the staff that you've found some new ways to communicate with your members. And Do you think you found some things that'll be helpful even after this goes away, which we all hope it will soon?
Well, first of all, I do hope it all goes away soon. I hope we can find some degree of normalcy at some point in the future. But I would say that there's been some really valuable things that have come out of this, you know, pause, if you will. One of those is we've recognized that we don't have to be face-to-face to have an effective meeting. And I think what we're finding is that with our members, you know, doing virtual meetings works quite well. And we're going to think we'll find ourselves in probably about a year from now when this all pauses or whenever this all pauses and goes back to normal, that travel is going to continue, but travel is going to look a little bit different. And we may find that we don't have to be face-to-face for every single meeting, but maybe we meet more frequently virtually, and that makes those meetings when we're face-to-face that much more valuable. So I think that's a positive that's coming out of this. I think the other thing that we're finding, and I think it, you know, the agri-marketers that listen to your podcast are going to certainly appreciate, is that you know, the farming community historically has been a face-to-face sales type of scenario, and just out of necessity, because of when the shutdowns were happening, you were finding dealerships and ag retail services being shut down or trying to figure out a way to do social distancing or virtual conversations with farmers that they've never been comfortable doing in the past. Both the participants or the farmers, either one, but out of necessity, they figured out how to use that technology. And I think ultimately what we're going to find is that that's a really effective way for you know, our members or anybody in the agribusiness space to communicate directly with end users and really get, you know, get farmers exposed to some of the higher caliber technicians that they may have not been able to get exposed to if you had to rely on it only being face to face. We're also going to find that that's going to have some, I think, some significant impacts over time to, you know, how we communicate in general and how we communicate marketing messages in general to this audience that we've historically relied very heavily on face-to-face communications. Maybe there's some other ways that that's some new technology is going to take that place and rise in prominence.
AEM is a sustaining partner of the National Agri-Marketing Association. Why do you support NAMA, and what's the value that you believe you receive for your sponsorship too?
Well, there's two very good reasons why we support NAMA as AEM. Part of our business is to help make sure that our members are, you know, investing the correct way, their marketing message, communicating to farmers the correct way, and communicating to all of their customers in the right way. It's basically the most efficient way they can possibly do it. We found that NAMA is a really good way to get to those, you know, whether it's agencies or whether it's companies directly that are doing the work on behalf of our members. We found that by being involved in NAMA, we've been able to help provide some of those tools to those communication professionals to help them make good decisions, you know, on behalf of our members. So it's a small investment with a really big impact. So that's number one. But then number two, it's you know, we're stewards of the industry. I mean, NAMA is such a solid organization in terms of the good that it does for the industry, not just in the marketing community. So we like to support those organizations that have values and missions that align with us, and that's certainly NAMA falls in that category. And then at a personal level, Chuck, I mean, you know me quite well, and probably several of the folks that are listening to this have known that I've had a soft spot in my heart for NAMA since I was in college. And you know, obviously I continue to support it and do what I can in my position to support the organization that's delivered so much to me personally, so I can make sure that others within my organization or our membership or even the industry in general can get the same benefit out of an organization that does so much good as I've been able to receive.
So we do have the annual agri-marketing conference, which was postponed and is now going to be a virtual event very soon. Why do you go to the agri-marketing conference?
Well, I've gone to agri-marketing conference pretty much every one since 1991, so for the most part of my college and professional career. I've gone just about every one of them. You know, I go for various reasons. The primary reason is likely, you know, to see some old friends and network and learn a few things from those, from that networking that happens. You know, that's going to be a little bit different this year, and we'll miss that part of it. But close second behind that is some really great education and really great programming that comes from the annual conference historically. I expect that to be equally solid this year. When it is virtually this year, I've always surprised at how much I take away from a speaker that I wasn't expecting to get anything from, and I look forward to that same thing happening this year. With it being virtual, what's interesting is that I think we also have a unique opportunity because there is a hunger for information that I think we'll find more and more folks are going to get a lot out of this virtual conference this year as it rolls forward.
So what kind of words of encouragement might you say to companies who maybe are thinking about becoming a NAMA sustaining partner or sponsor of some kind?
My philosophy on donating to organizations that I support, as I mentioned before, you know, it's got to line up with your company's values and mission. And you know, I think anyone that's involved in the ag industry would have a hard time not finding complete alignment with the AEM goals and missions. So that's key number one. But key number two is it's not just about writing checks, because that's the easy part. It's easy to support organizations financially, and everybody should. And NAMA is certainly an organization that needs and deserves the dollar recognition. But where we get the most value out of it is the involvement. So you get out of it what you put into it. And so we've got folks that serve on several different committees, and that gives them a chance to interact with other professionals and to do some professional development, as well as kind of get to know the industry a little bit better. I find that to be, you know, so much more valuable than anything I would ever expect them to get out of it. So I would think that, but by being a sponsor, we're given some of those opportunities that we may not have been exposed to otherwise. So I highly encourage folks to sponsor NAMA, to get involved in NAMA, become a sustaining partner, and then use that as a springboard to find your way to really get your organization deeply engaged in multiple aspects of the organization.
Well, before we close, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you know, it's a privilege to serve the equipment industry, and it's a privilege to serve the ag industry. And I guess I would encourage all of those that are potentially our members that are listening, or even those that are not our members that would be eligible to be members, to take a good look at AEM, because we do tend to align with organizations of like-mindedness, and we're doing some good things. But just like we need volunteers to be involved in NAMA, both fiscally as well as with their time and energy, we need the same thing at AEM. So I would do a call out for those that are wanting to support the causes that we're involved with. Boy, or give me a call. Let's talk about how we can get your organization involved in the Association of Equipment Manufacturers as well.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Kurt, for taking time to visit with me and talk about AEM and your support for the National Agri-Marketing Association.